Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media, let's make some noise. From AsthmaCorps Studios near Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, man.
It's the Weedsman Podcast.
I have no idea what's going on.
And now?
You have smoked yourself retarded.
Here are the Weedsmen.
You want to get high?
174. I'm Chris.
I'm Rob.
I'm Aaron.
Michael.
Crazy week this
Everybody
week.
Everybody know that's Big Dick B.
Yes. Fucking natural disasters. Mm-hmm. Terrorism. Clowns running amok in the streets.
What? Clowns in the streets?
Well, juggalos. Yeah,
you were in the streets.
Yeah. Oh, and clowns. Duh. Juggalos. Juggalos and clowns.
Juggalo.
Both. The Emmys. There's something you can always count on, though. Like yearly award ceremonies, like the Emmys, and Hollywood bashing on Republicans.
What?
Did you guys watch the Emmys?
No, I did
no,
not.
Of course not.
Why would you?
I heard.
What?
I heard
what
one
fucking
thing.
Year is this?
Yeah.
I can look it up the following day.
Open Twitter and get live tweeted.
Like even if I cared about the results of golf, I still wouldn't watch it happen live.
Dude, you have a fantasy football team and you're somehow in first place.
Oh,
it's been going on for 2 weeks.
That's true.
Oh yeah.
Let's come back to that though.
Oh yeah.
Did you at least see the winners?
No.
Of the okay. So best actor went to Riz Ahmed. Did you guys watch The Night Of?
No.
That was the role that he won for. I saw him. He was also in the OA, but I don't know. He's kind of just a creepy guy. He was really good. It's a tough pick between him and Ewan McGregor, who was great in Fargo. Or even just John Turturro, not being stood up by John Turturro, who is amazing at everything.
Dude, he beat fucking Robert De Niro.
He also beat Robert De Niro.
And Benedict Cumberbatch.
That's some serious talent to be nudging out. Benedict Cumberbatch, he was up for Sherlock Holmes. I think The Lying Detective is the worst of the Sherlock Holmes seasons. Or episodes, rather. It's kind of weird. They have like a season of 3 episodes that is each one like a movie length. So it's basically 3 movies come out every 2 or 3 years. Lying Detective wasn't that great. Well, it's no Hounds of Baskerville. That was a stinker. But Benedict Cumberbatch is always entertaining to watch. Anyway. Outstanding lead actress. Nicole Kidman, who beat out my favorite, Carrie Coon. Who is up for a role in Fargo.
Can't say that name.
Her role in The Leftovers?
Oh, is that... What's her name in The Leftovers?
Yes, she would be a what's her name.
The female lead?
Yeah, I guess she would be the female lead.
The one Justin Theroux was in love with?
Yes.
Yes.
They had a complicated relationship. But also beating... Nicole Kidman was up against some... Susan Sarandon. What was she... Oh, I didn't see Feud.
Supposedly pretty good.
Comedy series, Donald Glover. Has anybody here watched Atlanta?
No.
Yes. Some.
Yeah?
Yeah, I haven't finished it yet.
I got to see that.
Is it good?
I got to see
it. Yeah, it wasn't bad. I mean, I enjoyed it for what it was worth.
I heard it described today as the best show nobody's watching.
I don't know what's keeping me from watching it either.
It's on, what is it, Fox, I believe? Yeah.
I think it's an FX show.
Is it? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's FX.
I forgot to drop the O.
FX. Well, given that I haven't seen Atlanta and everyone tells me that it's amazing, it's hard to say that Aziz Ansari deserves it more. But I would find it hard to believe that Atlanta is as good as Master of None. Because that show, especially this last season, Aziz Ansari deserves that award in my opinion. But maybe I will rethink that once I finally get around to watching it, Atlanta. I really wish that Bob Odenkirk got the lead actor in a drama. So Leif Schreiber is really good, but he doesn't have to do much in Ray Donovan. Kevin Spacey's always fun. Did you guys watch This Is Us?
No.
No.
I've not seen this show.
None whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't know.
Jimmy McGill didn't get it. Boo.
Who?
Jimmy McGill.
Oh, yeah. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who's amazing on Veep. Just flat out amazing. I mean, Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda, Ellie Kemper for
Still haven't finished
Kimmy
that
Schmidt.
Show. We Those got like halfway really done good. And we didn't finish. I was enjoying watching
it. I
show.
Almost started watching that show a couple times, but I know that it is on the list. It's with Atlanta. There's just too much shit. I'm studying, seeing lead act. How, they split this up even more. Seems like there's a lot more people winning lead. Elizabeth Moss.
As
Alfred. And the Handmaid's Tale. Handmaid's Tale was good. I hear, well, that also won...
The show about the new utopia?
That also won Best Show, or whatever it is. Huh? I don't know. It was good. It was really good. I don't know that it was the best thing that I've seen last year. Wait a minute.
List kind
Why does it just... Yeah, the list kind of peters out, doesn't it?
The list just goes everywhere.
It goes to the choreography and kids' shows.
I want to see one the late night.
Don't they have, like, a best drama category, or is it all actors? Am I, like, mixing this up with the
you are.
Oscars operate? Yeah. Oh, award categories.
Oh, look at
best
that.
Best drama series. See, I told you. You got to do the thing... There you go. Better Call Saul wins best category in wins best drama.
All
wins
right.
in the best. I can't
I
talk.
That.
Wins in the best. Oh no! Wait.
You right over there.
Oh god damn it! They had this setup all stupid. No, Handmaid's Tale.
Oh.
Scratch that.
The Handmaid's.
They list them all and then tell you what the winner is. Like, bitch, this isn't a reveal. I'm not opening the envelope. It's already happened.
Yeah. It's three-day-old news, Internet. Let's go. Give me a concise list of winners.
Well, here we go. We'll take a look at the writers, and then we'll get out. Who won Best Writer? Oh, Handmaid's Tale. They cleaned up. Versus, didn't see The Crown. Westworld was good. Americans, everyone tells me, is really good. Stranger Things was fun. Better Call Saul, though, I think that's still... Better Call Saul was... A lot better than The Handmaid's Tale, in my opinion. Certainly just packed with more better... I mean, just Michael McKean alone. Harry Dean Stanton passed away this last week.
Repo Man, right? He was in Repo Man?
He's
yeah.
been in fucking everything. Like, everything.
He's like the perfect grandpa alcoholic.
He was... Okay. First movie I remember seeing him in would have been... Pretty in Pink.
Yeah. I would say...
That's Jason Statham. What the...
Nice.
Jason Statham died?
He was in Repo Man. He was in Escape from New York.
Mm. Yep.
Alien. He was in... he was the PI in my favorite David Lynch movie, Wild at Heart.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in the season 3 of Twin Peaks.
Wow.
He played, I guess, what do you got to call a guy who runs a trailer park? He's a trailer park manager.
Tenant. Or
no, that would be somebody who lives there.
Right, thank you.
A trailer park manager who summons taxis with a little penny whistle. I'm trying to think of what else. He was
in Avengers.
He was the guy who was cleaning up the janitor.
You were naked.
That finds Bruce Banner after he, like, jumps out of the plane.
Yeah.
We gotta go all the way back. And this guy just worked steady since when?
Shit, I'm going.
And before I was alive.
Let me see where he stops here.
The fuck, he was in Cool Hand Luke.
Yeah.
Jesus Is this Christ. The failure to communicate guy?
1954 was his first,
1954. He was on Bonanza. He was on fucking everything. The Untouchables, Rawhide.
Rawhide.
He was part of Walt Disney's Wonderful World of Color.
Gunsmoke.
Hey, different times, bro.
He was in The Godfather Part 2. FBI guy.
Walt Disney showed the black cartoons.
And damn. Played the same FBI guy number one in the TV miniseries, The Godfather Saga.
Yeah.
Brett and Alien. He was in Private Benjamin. He was on Laverne and Shirley.
He's in Up in Smoke.
And Bud and Reap. He was in Up in Smoke?
Yeah, he was a police officer.
How the fuck? This guy in everything. He was in Twister.
Yeah, I remember that, actually.
Yeah, Johnny Farragut in Wild at Heart. I did not remember that he was in Fire Walk With Me as well as the new Twin Peaks. It's been a while since I've watched that. I should just start assuming that he's in all movies. Every movie that I've seen, he's like somewhere in the background. He was in Fear and Loathing. He was the judge.
Oh, yeah.
He was in The Green Mile. He was in Anger Management. He was on 2 1/2 Men as himself. He played himself on 2 1/2 Men. Oh, wait a minute. Isn't that the movie? That's the show that Ducky's on, right?
Yes.
From Pretty in Pink?
Correct.
That's odd. Because you have to play another character and he plays himself. I'm overthinking it, aren't I? Mm-hmm. Security guard in Avengers.
Charlie Sheen's like buddy. He's an actor, buddy.
He did the voice of Brett in the Alien Isolation video game. I wonder if he actually did the voice or if they just pulled shit from the movie with license.
Probably did that way.
Yeah, so I'm involved in a fantasy football league.
Yeah, dude.
That's funny.
This is the news of the
day. Sorry, Aaron, but that is funny.
Tom Mikey B reacted as well.
There was a pool at work, and the coworker asked me if I wanted to be involved, and I was like, yeah, that's not my bag.
Baby.
So they got their list together and left out somebody else who wanted to be involved. They're like, well, we're doing, you know, it's a team, so we need an even number. I'm like, okay, if you need me to balance everything out, I'll participate. And he's like, it's fine. You can just let it auto-select your team for you or whatever. And I was like, yeah, I don't have to do much of anything, right?
Right.
And then I find out that I could win like a gift certificate of $150 to Best Buy. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Wait, you can win things?
I'll totally pretend to like football for a minute. Turns out, though, after the second weekend, I am killing it at number one.
Auto draft did well for him.
Auto draft, yeah. I don't know what any of this shit means, but it's 127 points compared to like 100 and lower for everyone else. So I'm winning really well. It's early, right? I don't know how many weeks does this go on for.
Did you check today?
No, why?
Tomorrow morning.
No, I did.
The scores adjust.
Yes.
From what?
From
they played on Tuesday?
I thought
it was Monday.
Tuesday is the day where everything catches up from Monday. And then
I checked this morning.
Tomorrow morning everything processes and all the standings will change. All that stuff.
Yeah.
I did tell him, I was like, you might want to check that. People get hurt.
Sometimes.
Won't stay lit anyway.
Whatever, Mr. 2-0.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, if I got some money riding on it, I'm competitive.
Yeah, if you have money in there, it's definitely worth checking out, you know, keeping involved with.
It's not one of those pools where everybody pays into it. I didn't have to pay shit, and the boss pays out.
That's even better because I still owe somebody from a long time ago.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm sure that's been forgotten about.
It's all right. People owe me money.
Yep. Everybody owes you money.
So do I have to find out who's injured or...
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So I have to, like, all I can't just look at my roster. It's going to be like, hey, this guy's got a busted clavicle. You might not want to play him.
Yeah. You may. You may.
I have to like, make a Google alert for football.
You might.
Football injury. I can just get the injury report.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Hey, I mean, this is going to take up some toilet time, just to warn you.
Shit, don't sit too
That's
long,
when I
though.
Twitter. When am I going to find time to Twitter if I have this football league?
I might eat into Twitter. Most points win. Focus on average points.
Oh, what does it matter?
Math.
The world's going to come to an end anyway.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
It's a Newsweek, too. I mean, like, if Newsweek is saying it, right?
Oh, yeah. Is this show supposed to post? Oh, the show will be around for one day.
You're going to find out tomorrow.
Die.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All 7 billion of us just... Well, what? I mean, they're saying that... I think this one is... Is it the planet? What? Planet X? There's a name for it now.
Nimbriu?
Is that the one?
Yes, I've heard that name.
Right. I think that's what they're saying. Is this going to be the time where the planet comes out of nowhere? This is the planet that has, what, like a symbiotic relationship with Earth where it's always on the other side of the sun so we can't see it?
Yeah, it's...
And then something causes it to, like, all of a sudden fly into us?
Yep. That's exactly what happens. It's kind of like the planet in Fifth Element. You know, it wants to kill everybody.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Or Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah.
There's a whole planet that wanted to kill everybody. Let's see. September 23rd marks 33 days since the last month's solar eclipse. Okay.
No, wait. 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 No, never mind.
Is it Christian?
I thought it was last week.
This is the best and most bullshit title that anyone has ever given themselves. Christian numerologist. Come on, man. I mean, first of all, pick a side.
Yeah, you know, right?
Like, none of this Ken Bone shit. Can't have it both ways. Jesus lived for 33 years. The name Elohim, which is the name of God to the Jews, was mentioned 33 times in the Bible. This will be 33 days after the eclipse, so that's why the 33 means something. 33, but what's 3 plus 3, numerologist?
6.
Oh?
6.
Oh?
6.
The world is not ending, but the world as we know it is ending.
I feel fine.
What?
Like, that's what it says in here. That's what he says. Major part of the world will not be the same the beginning of October. Nibiru. The supposed brown dwarf that surrounds other planets. That's surrounded by other planets. Such as strike Earth in just a matter of time. If there is a planet-sized object in range to collide with us within 33 days, I think we would have seen it already, right? I mean, we see shit way further out than that.
You can't. It's a black planet.
It's a planet, but it's...
Well, it's got to be the black planet.
I mean,
because that's what it is. I don't control
things. Racist.
But we can locate black holes. We've located gravity waves, motherfucker. Believe in science, Christian numerologist. I can't believe that somebody can say that with a straight face. First of all,
it's been on YouTube for years.
The Christian numerologist?
No, the Nimbriu.
Oh, yeah.
Theory.
Hey, Rob.
Yo.
What drugs are you on?
It's funny you should ask. This week we are smoking Hashberry. Is the strain name? What comes to mind?
It's like a mashup of Haight and Ashberry.
Sure.
Maybe Crunch Berries?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Cereal.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Soggies.
Soggies?
Yeah.
What's that?
Captain Crunch, he had to defeat the Soggies.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, no, the Soggies.
But yes, the Hashberry strain, voted strain of the year in 2006 by High Times. Hashberry has a classic indica flavor with hashish undertones. Its thick stems are necessary to support the heavy buds, providing a classic aroma of flavor of mint or pepper. The effects begin swiftly, or actually they start together. They start swiftly and slowly, but plateau into a mellow phase. Towards the end of the body sensation begins and leaves the consumer still social and active. That sounds good. I like that type of indica. But the top five effects of this is relaxed, happy, euphoric, uplifted, and sleepy. But this is definitely a good one for pain and insomnia. I find a lot of pot is really great for insomnia.
Yes.
Pass out all the time.
Can I get a whiff of that?
I said it's also good for gas.
Gas?
Thank you, Chuck.
Yeah.
Wow. I did not know that.
You guys know who DJ Crush is?
I've heard the name.
I do not.
Ever consciously consumed some of his material? No.
Wrong.
I love this track. He's from Tokyo. What's his name? Ishii? Hideki Ishii, I believe. I never really known what his name was.
Is it K-R-U-S-H?
Yes, with a K.
Actually, I think I have heard of this.
I actually
may have consciously consumed some of his music.
I have a number of his records on vinyl. I've never actually known who it was. I knew... Guy was Japanese. But most of the stuff that he does is instrumental. Though he does have the occasional track with a guest star on it, singing or rapping. But it's kind of like that Wu-Tang style that I reference a lot. You can hear those bells, those jingly bells that kind of fall behind the beat a little bit.
That'll be around in about 3 months. Oh wait, no. After the day after this posted, bro, it's all gonna end.
Oh yeah.
Nimbira or whatever the hell it's called.
Nimbrio.
Naruto's gonna kill us all with his sexy jutsu. Have you ever seen Naruto? My daughter is going anime crazy, and she's going back to some of the classics, quote unquote. And she's watching an episode of Naruto, and he was doing sexy jutsu, and he was showing this kid that was going to be his apprentice how to do it. Sexy jutsu is when you make yourself look like a woman, like turn into a woman, and he doesn't do anything with other than look like a woman. Well, they do try and walk into the woman's locker room at one point. And the little kid couldn't do it because he kept turning into a fat chick. I'm like, this show's horrible. What the fuck?
It's science.
There's a lot of weird anime, man. Good thing that I have confidence that my daughter's got a good brain. She wanted me to watch something the other day, and she's like, I'm just going to warn you, there might be some swearing.
Oh.
So, cannabis.
Cannabis, yes.
After years of turmoil in Michigan of a medical marijuana program, they finally get together a plan to govern everything about manufacturing and distribution of medical marijuana in Michigan. It's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
They're enacting it next year. Awesome. downside is that in order to apply for this new license, all of the current businesses will have to close on December 15th.
Yeah, that's a smart idea.
So licensing begins on... Oh, I flip it over.
Sorry. Did go all the way.
Licensing on, what was I talking about? Oh, in Michigan. Oh, wait a minute. What's going on? Why is Anthony Kiedis saying Michigan?
This song's called Especially in Michigan.
I'm saying Michigan.
You just said this Michigan. Song, he said Michigan. We're talking about Michigan.
This song is called...
Especially in Michigan.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever heard it.
It's on Stadium Arcadium.
Why is it about Michigan?
I don't know.
Because their drummer is from Michigan?
He was born here, too.
Anthony Kiedis was born here.
What? I didn't know that.
From the Grand Rapids.
I must have forgotten that. Grand Rapids seemed so far away as a kid. I don't know.
So yeah, Michigan. Our home state.
Michigan. Yeah, so...
Being dumb.
So, the last 2 weeks of December, and then the earliest they're going to start giving out licenses are January 3rd. Now, you talked to local dispensary, right?
Yeah, I talked to my spot today. Since what's going to happen? Do you think we're going to close and we open again in a couple weeks? Yeah, all right. So I only got stock up for 2 weeks, not like 3 months.
I wonder if they were saying that like they knew that confidently that as soon as the licenses were available that they were ready to receive one and be back in business. Or if that's just kind of what they're telling the customers. I don't blame them. It's business, but I don't trust that Michigan all of a sudden got their shit sewed together on this, that on January 3rd, every one of these dispensaries that is deemed worthy is going to be up and running on January 3rd. I think it's going to be spotty, and it's probably going to be a fucked up mess. But I also don't understand why the punishment.
Yeah. Why are they being punished for your law being worded poorly?
Well, we do know from experience that the dispensaries around here aren't exactly doing things by the books. But we also know that the books have been fucked up and vague and spotty and unlicensed.
You didn't write a book. We started writing our own book. So now you're coming in and going, wait, we got a book now.
Well, Michigan seemed really concerned with the user end side of it. That everybody had to see a doctor because we need to call this medicine. But if you're going to talk about regulating medicine to that point, why does it stop there? I mean, the federal government regulates every other part of that in how our hospitals and doctors operate and conditions and privacy and all these other things that are wrapped up in it. If you're going to say that this is medication and that you need a prescription from a doctor in order to get that, I don't understand why that doesn't translate to the same type of regulation on the production side of it. But that's where it's been relatively loose.
I was born in Saginaw, Michigan.
Don't you...
And I grew up in
you don't want this to be easy, that's the thing, right? I mean, isn't it the principles of this... That's all it comes off of. There's no logic behind disrupting a business. Looking at a business and saying, we're considering you legitimate, we want you to be properly licensed, we've come up with this structure for everyone to do it, and in order to be even eligible for it, you have to stop business for 2 weeks. During a holiday season, which all businesses experience uptick during the holidays and count on that. They rely on that extra income.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Here's some weed.
To actually make them in the black. Now, I'm not saying that pot operates on the same level of retail as your other, well, I was going to say toy stores, but shit, Toys R Us can't even manage to stay afloat.
Well, so I stopped into the shop today. It's funny. It seemed like I was in the middle of, there was a rush.
People were already stocking up.
Well, no, it seems like they probably get a rush every day, like 5 o'clock, like 4 to 6 o'clock. People
right.
Hitting it up after work.
But I don't imagine most of our listeners live in Detroit.
Michigan and California are most downloaded states.
Are they? I believe.
Well, let's check. Do a real-time update.
Let's do national because we haven't had any definite decisions yet by the Trump administration, by Jeff Sessions in particular, on how he's going to handle it. One of his deputy attorney general, Rod Rosenstein.
Rod.
Is he related to
Todd? Did say that they're reviewing the policy. They haven't changed it, but they're reviewing it. We're looking at states that have legalized or decriminalized marijuana, trying to evaluate what the impact is. Which is just another way of kicking the can down the road, right? Like, we don't really want to address this at all.
Look at that, California outnumbers Michigan. What do you think of that?
I think it's a big state. Yeah. And I think, he goes on, though.
Oh, look, two of the legals.
He appeared at the Heritage Foundation, and he says that, I think there are some pretty significant evidence that there is some pretty significant evidence that marijuana turns out to be more harmful than a lot of people anticipated. And it's difficult to regulate than I think was contemplated, ideally, by some of those states. Sure. Yeah, it turned out, on what level are we talking about? Like, we thought it was as harmless as a declawed kitten, and then we found out that the cat had claws.
Perhaps.
What are we really talking about here? Orrin Hatch has a bill to support research into cannabis, which sounds good, right? He wants, universities to be able to participate with dispensaries and medical marijuana card holders and find out what's really going on with cannabis. He said in a recent press release, it's high time to address research into medical marijuana. Yep. Doesn't stop there, though. Orrin Hatch keeps laying... I don't know where I'm going with this one. He's laying eggs that produce golden puns or something. No, he gets punnier. To be blunt, we need to remove the administrative barriers preventing legitimate research into medical marijuana, which is why I've decided to roll out the Meds Act.
Ha! Gay!
I don't know. What's meds stand for? Who knows? Who gives a shit? He also says that he has high hopes that this bipartisan initiative can be a kumbaya moment for both parties. Hey, Republicans are funny too, More research. That's all you ever hear from somebody who doesn't want to. I mean, Orrin Hatch is 83 years old. He's a Mormon. He's a Republican. Do I think that this guy is pro-cannabis? No. But he doesn't want to have to deal. He knows that in order to keep his spot, he does have to appeal to younger voters. Republicans want younger voters as much as Democrats do. So is this going to be one of the issues? Is he going to make this an issue like Jeff Sessions does? Clearly not, but this is we don't need more research on any of this shit. This is not a new occurrence. How do you know pot isn't harmful? Because you're an adult and you have a brain.
Go check
and that you know
the whole
how to,
Western coast. Say,
even if you don't partake, I'm not making judgments on somebody who doesn't smoke pot. That's fine. It's no problem with me. But if you want to find out what the effects of it are, you don't have to read. Just ask around. Find somebody who's had their lives ruined by weed, who's, ended up with some serious illness or homeless or dead or done something stupid or anything. Show me an example.
Just one. That's all we want.
Well, it's because we haven't studied it. We just don't
been Orrin.
We just don't know enough. Well, that's fine.
Come on the show. Study some with us. Yeah.
Did I expect Orrin Hatch or Donald Trump or Jeff Sessions or anyone to be progressives on the issue of cannabis, even on a medicinal stance? Clearly not. So I guess this is the best you can get, is this bullshit of we need more research.
Yeah.
I'll take it. I'll take it. I mean, if you want to, Cory Booker does have a bill that you can support.
Yeah.
If you're really interested in doing something about this. That's too dangerous.
Come on, Donnie John.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Tunes. Man, I'm kind of upset that I didn't think of that as the name for our musical segment for the show.
Hi, Tunes?
Hi, Tunes. But Hi, Tunes is a real thing.
What is it?
H-I. Tunes, kind of like iTunes, only with the capital H in front of that lowercase.
No H-I, no G-H.
HiTunes. You know, like a hi. You know, it's a way to meet people through music. No, it's a new service, brings together marijuana and music downloads. Through the public's unending love of QR codes. Oh, man, don't get me started on QR codes. I mean, how often have you guys been here doing a podcast with me and I won't shut up about
QR codes? This is America. I want it now.
Oh, what?
I'm like, I QR code everything.
Wait, talk about the same technology that rings up my groceries.
I think I've used a QR code twice, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Same here. A couple times.
I don't know. How does this work? The music distribution through marijuana. You're giving artists their... This is from co-founder Scott McKinley.
Is this in a legal state? Obviously,
we're giving artists their own branded marijuana lines to push. If they do well with joints and participate with stores in our Washington market, we will put out more products on that artist line.
Where at?
And we can get really creative and fun.
Washington.
I don't know what the fuck.
I go there. I can participate in Hi Tunes. Where can I check this out? I want to listen to music like this.
iTunes. What is it?
I'm working today. I feel his hands.
Swisher Sleep and Scott McKinley.
I'm probably more interested in stuff that guy's making.
Go to Uncle Ike's, all three locations, pick up the first Hi Tunes joint.
There you go.
Buy a joint, get a song. Okay.
Go to Uncle Ike's.
Me!
That breaks it down pretty well. So you go to your dispensary, a participating dispensary, purchase a joint, and they give you a download as well.
I'm here to make one of these reverses. Versus finally gets to design our own line of marijuana products.
Their music just changes.
Yeah.
Comes all mellow.
What is he holding up? It just looks like
it's a dube tube. Yeah. Those are called dube tubes.
Oh, you keep your joints in them? Like, do you keep a fucking blunt in that thing?
Yes.
It's not exactly low-key, is it? I explain nothing. But I guess I get the point. Yeah, if I buy a joint, I get a song. That's great.
Okay. Uncle Ike's.
I'll get back to you when I stump Google Play. This has got to be the dumbest story that I've read about cannabis this week. I'll share this with you from the Morning Bulletin. Where's the Morning Bulletin? Mount Morgan? Huh? You've been around.
You see the Morning Bulletin? B-O-W?
Mount Bulletin? City's Mount Morgan.
Where?
I don't see... You know, these local websites assume that you're in the state. I'm like, you know, you get this shit all over, right? Wait, let me go to a local news and see. Rocky Man. Well, New maybe Hampshire. It's made of rocks. Not necessarily Colorado. Could be a man made. It could be the thing. Could be. This says Rocky Man. I mean, maybe they're not Marvel readers. Rocky Man caught after brutal car attack on ex-partner.
Oh, town Queensland, Australia?
Things always fighting with other members of the Fantastic Four. What's going on?
It's either a town in... No, that's Mount Morgan Trail. Mount Morgan, Australia.
Quay Street. Time to get tough on those misusing disabled parking spaces. Wherever this is, they have no problems. There's a llama. There's a whale. Where is this?
What? Narnia?
Yeah.
Well, they also never heard of cannabis butter. Or at least this concept was new to them. In this Mount Morgan couple concoct a recipe to turn cannabis into butter. This was written this year. A de facto Mount Morgan couple's homemade pain relief a couple's homemade pain relief has turned into a recipe for trouble. Allison Maud Oliver and Gregory Leslie Fay concocted a way to turn cannabis into butter to make space cakes. Oh my God, they'll make millions. They invented it. The police executed a search warrant for the pair's home on William Street on August 27th. They found 2 grams of cannabis in a plastic container. That's what they're fucking raiding a home over? 2 grams of cannabis?
2 grams.
Even 2 grams. Even in concentrate form, that's nothing.
I'm going to just get up and leave.
Yeah.
Oh.
2 grams.
Well, it doesn't stop there. I mean, once they found that, they knew they had to throw the book at these criminals. Because there was a confiscated firework that was in... an illegal firework that was confiscated from one of their kids that they put up in the cupboard.
2 grams of weed and a bottle rocket.
Mm-hmm.
The fuck, man?
Police told the...
these criminals out of here.
They told police that they smoked cannabis and they would turn the drug into what they called can of butter. Makes them sound like such fiends. They would eat the cake and give police full account of the formula they used.
Nice.
Or said, do you have Google?
I know, right?
Both pled guilty at the Rockhampton Magistrates Court. Yeah, this is Australia, isn't it? 1 count of drug possession and drug utensils possession. The spatula? Following the search, Faye also pleaded guilty to an explosive possession charge. Court heard Faye's explosive charge was due to a firework found in a cupboard. Miss Madden told the court the firework had been confiscated from his kids. Oliver was fined $450. Faye was fined $750.
You'd think Australia Jesus would be somewhere Christ. Like where cannabis would be legal.
Tying up this...
they're pretty laid back in Australia,
the family,
right?
The police raid your fucking house. They fucking raid it. Their kid was probably there. Then drag your ass to court. Well, first probably drag your ass to holding cell. Probably wasn't a ticket. That sounded serious.
Think they shoot your dog like they do here?
Well, drag your ass to a holding cell, drag your ass back to court, have to explain these 2 grams that you're making into brownies that you would eat after your kids went to bed. What the fuck are you doing with your time? Your town, wherever this fuck this town is, has zero problems, I'm imagining. No break-ins, no car robberies, no theft at all. I'm going to visit there. Yeah, there may not be any homeless on the fucking streets. What the fuck?
Shut that fucking dog up!
Yeah, I remember that.
This is a Chappelle's show. It's like, what if white people had to go through the same...
Right. Shut that fucking dog up.
Yeah.
Criminal justice system. That's Bill Burr. He shot that dog.
Yeah, I thought I recognized that voice.
Back in the hair. Thank you for downloading. We get some podcasts for free from Apple Podcasts, if that's what you call it now. Google Play. Or you're just going right to the source. No middleman for you. If you can go to ChristopherMedia.net and wherever you listen to the Weezum Podcast, please make sure to rate and review the Weezum Podcast. 5 stars, please. 5 stars only. We are a 5-star kind of podcast. You agree? You can follow us on Twitter at TheWeezum420 and on the gram...
The Weezum Podcast.
Please make sure to like and share The Weezum Podcast on Facebooks. And you can send your email to The Weezum Podcast at ChristopherMedia.net. Also, where you can go and listen to all the other shows available from the Christopher Media Network. A new podcast is uploaded almost every day. Pretty soon it's going to be every day. You can check out, we're making a comeback with Beer Nuts Podcast. Weekly content begins I think there'll actually already be a show you can go listen to 2 days ago that you can get in before the world ends. But, no, wait. No, that's when we're recorded. Nope, it'll come out after the world ends. But every Sunday, it'll come out. Beer Nuts. New episode available every week at ChristopherMedia.net. It's to our three newest podcasts from Christopher Media Network, live on our streaming station, 24/7 at ChristopherMedia.net. Bookmark the Amazon link available at ChristopherMedia.net. It won't cost you any extra money. It's going to help you support the Weezy podcast. There's also a donate button. You only have one more day to hit it as of this show being posted. It's at ChristopherMedia.net. Uses PayPal so everything's secure. And you can help you to support the Weezy podcast. Bro!
Yeah.
Bro!
Bro Basket. You know what it's about. Yes. We all know. But for the listener that doesn't know, let me tell you something. It's probably one of the best systems that you can get, you know, for a friend, you know, family members, anybody. But, yes, Bro Basket.
You ever go up to your friend and be like, hey, man, what you want for your birthday? No, because we're men, and men don't do that.
I do. I'm an adult. I do it.
Okay, but what's the response?
I don't know, man. Yeah, usually it's, I don't know, but.
Yes.
With BroBasket.com, you don't have to worry about that anymore. They bring you baskets, you know, based upon the person's, you know, interest, what they want. You know, maybe tequila, scotch, whiskey, gin, anything. You know, accoutrement. I believe you said that.
Yes, gear and goodies.
But you know what? The most important part of this whole thing is, I'm going to cut to the chase with these people today.
Like,
if you go through our link on ChristopherMedia.net and click on it, you get the BroBasket.com. You can help support us. Help us and get your buddy a gift.
A Bro Basket.
Yes.
Send them booze.
Hey.
Maybe they got can't. You think? We got to figure that out. They got, like, you can sell cannabis Bro Basket on the whole Pacific Ocean states. In Nevada, Massachusetts.
I think there's possibilities. But you know what? Go to BroBasket.com.
Yeah. Hey.
Take them out. Yes. For us, please. We love you.
Yes. And stay high.
Stay high.
Stay high.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.